This is Power Podcast UK with Jenny and Mark.
We're writing a book and we're having a tough time getting it done. If you find it hard to motivate yourself to do something, this is the podcast for you as we explore why we procrastinate and find ways to help us get our book finished.
Whether or not you're writing a book, making a film, painting a picture, or even motivating yourself to do the housework, join us. Let's find a way to get this stuff done. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 25 of Power Podcast UK. Hello, Mark.
Jenny Fur, guess what?
What?
We're quarter of a century.
I know. I feel like we've really come of age.
We are thriving in our 25 years.
We're so old now. We can drive, we can drink, we can vote. What else can you do when you're 25?
All sorts.
All sorts.
If you look like you're over 25, you don't get ID'd in shops for alcohol.
See, I think that's the most important thing. We're finally old enough that people recognise that we're old enough to drink. Well done, podcast. Well done.
Yay. Episode 25.
Happy birthday.
So what are we talking about today, Jenny? What is on the agenda?
We are going to talk about writing challenges. Last episode, we talked about my reading challenge. And this time, we're going to flip it on its head. We're going to push it forward. We're going to try and get ourselves writing again, because that's what we've been really, really slack on the last couple of months. So we try and think of ourselves, set some challenges, and hopefully do some writing.
Ooh. Excellent. C'est bon. Say bon.
Very much say bon.
So I was looking up different writing challenges and different resources to set your own writing challenge and joining in other people's writing challenges. And it's really interesting that a lot of them spoke about the why of doing a writing challenge.
Ah.
So I thought it'd be quite interesting just talk about a couple of little bits of those before we get into the nitty-gritty and the meat and bones of a writing challenge.
Yeah, I never even thought about the why.
Well, it was. I think some people just jump into it without necessarily a conscious thought of why, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But then there are other people that think, well, why should I do a writing challenge? So there's kind of whys on either side of you're going to do it or you're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they help the process of what you're doing. Perhaps.
Okay.
So I just got a couple of points. Are you ready for them?
I am, absolutely.
Because I think especially for us, when we are thinking about we've got to do writing, because our lives are both so busy with work and with life and family and everything else getting in the way, sometimes your writing takes a bit of a backseat, and so you don't do it as much. But when you set yourself a writing challenge, it gives you a greater priority towards your writing. It gives you a greater sense of that you should do it, and so it kind of gives you that it becomes a more important part of your week,
mm-hmm.
or your month to help focus on it a little bit. It also encourages your creativity. It helps, and it also kind of stimulates your creativity. And so it gets you kind of thinking different scenarios, different characters, different environments. And it helps spark a little bit of creativity in your head. Do you think?
I think so. I think also it's nice to tick a box, isn't it? I think if you're doing a challenge and you do it and you complete it, you get a great sense of achievement then. That motivates you to do a bit more as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think especially if it's like a little, even if it's like a little challenge, a little thing to do, you're right, it'll help you be more creative. And then next time you come and do it, you'll remember that you did it so well before and it'll sort of snowball. That's my hope anyway.
Yeah. So it gives, that's another point about why to do it. So it gives you momentum. Like you're saying, once you've done one, when you come back to doing your next bit of writing, you have something to build on with the last bit that you've done.
Yeah. Mm. I like that.
And it's a good learning tool. It gives you kind of a licensed space to experiment. So if you're going to sit down and actually start writing a book that you've got in mind, or a novel or a project, you might feel less inclined to try a different style of writing or to write from a different perspective. you might have kind of a set agenda of how you want to write your piece. Whereas if you do a writing challenge, it kind of gives you that space to try something you never thought of before. Maybe you want to do some writing where everything's in rhyme, or maybe you want to write from the perspective of an old person narrating that you might not be familiar with, or a young person. So it just lets you kind of play around a little bit with how you're writing and whose perspective it's from and the style. Do you want to create a very atmospheric piece of writing? Maybe you're going to do your writing all through emails, as in it's like a series of letters. Because that's how the Dear Fatty book, Dawn French book, works, isn't it? It's a series of letters.
Yeah.
So you could play around with something like that. So it gives you that opportunity to play around with how you want to create your narrative and how you want to create a journey for the person that's going to be reading it.
It's really funny because when I said let's do writing challenges, I really thought it would just be about our book and finding a way to challenge ourselves to write more from our book's perspective. But actually, from what you've found, and also lovely Pete tweeted us as well with some ideas for writing challenges. And that was all very much, you know, based on a theme. Maybe you could do it on the school run, you know, just do a little bit a day. And I never really thought about it in terms of writing other things rather than our book.
So you were thinking of it as a motivator to help get through the final hurdles of putting the book together.
Yeah, that was my thinking. But I like the way it's going.
But doing these little challenges, it could help enhance doing that bit later.
Yeah.
But these ones here are really about, they can be applied to anything. But obviously you wouldn't want to experiment with something that you're already working on and you're halfway through, unless you want to take a complete twist and a complete turn, which I don't think we've anticipated for.
But the letters are a good idea. I mean, who wouldn't? We could break it up with a letter in part of it, you know,
mm-hmm.
a letter from someone's perspective, even like a different character we haven't even heard from, like, you know, Darwin's mum could write a letter.
Yeah.
And it would give us a little bit of interest and spark our imagination to finish the book off. Oh, that's a good idea. That's what we should do.
And we could have a telegram in there as well.
Why do we want a telegram? What, are they turning 100? Ooh, plot twist.
It'll be a bit of drama. We've got a telegram coming.
All 100.
The royal family want to get in touch with old Hillary because they she's got something very important to tell them. No.
We could do that, couldn't we? Because it's gone a bit stale. Not because it's the writing, because of our lives have just taken over and we've got too busy. But if we did something like that, I think it would really motivate us to write a bit more on the book.
Oh, I've just had a really good idea, but I should share it with you off.
No, do it now.
No, because it's spoilers.
Just say it. Oh, it's fine. Just beat bits.
Okay, what I'm going to say, I'm going to actually edit out now, but I'll tell you.
No, don't do that.
We can't include it because it'll be spoilers.
Okay.
We've got to look after our listeners, not, anyway.
Musical interlude.
With the ending, we could just have four letters and they could be writing to each other.
That would be amazing. That would be so good. That's not a spoiler.
Well, it kind of is, because you're implying that everyone's alive at the end of it.
Keep this bit in. Yeah, but no, they might not be. It could be a letter from beyond the grave. Nobody knows. That's a really good idea. Don't edit this bit out.
Because I was thinking a lot, like, how are we going to do this? But maybe maybe we could do that as our writing challenge.
I think let's like pick two characters each, and by the time we record, or like give ourselves a month, and then we've got to write two letters in a month.
Yeah.
And then report back to each other.
And they could
and the
be
podcast, of course.
And we could kind of treat the letters as their letters written after all the main action happens, that we know what we're talking about. And
it's up to us. It could be a year, it could be 5 years, it could be from beyond the grave.
It could be before. It could be before something.
It could be
before
the grave. Yeah. It could be a letter that they write and then something happens, but it's written like written at the beginning of the book. It's all very exciting.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's do it now.
Okay.
Stop recording. Bye everyone. You've been great. See you in episode 26.
Oh, shortest episode yet. Yeah. Cool. Well, I've just got one. There's one more element of why you would do a writing challenge. You ready for the last bit I've got?
Absolutely.
Because if you do lots of writing challenges, you have a little collection of your work, and that can act as your kind of your little archive of everything you've done. Basically, you've got mm-hmm. something to show for what you've written. You haven't got all these ideas in your head and they're just kind of floating around aimlessly. You have some hard evidence of the work you've done. And when you look back, that could be the motivator for your next piece. To keep building and building and building and building.
Okay. I thought you were going somewhere with this.
That was it.
That was it. Yes, I think that's a very good idea. I thought you were going to talk about how we're going to put our free writing in a book one day.
Yeah, well, we've still got all our free writing. We need to collate it and put it in a little zine.
We should do a little zine, a little PDF zine, a downloadable zine from our website. We should do that.
A little free writing zine. And we could have little hard copies as well that we'd send out very exclusively.
Who'd we send them out to?
Just special people.
Special people. Our mums.
Yeah, Cheryl Cole, people like that.
Oh, I like her. Yeah, let's send it to her.
She loves a good zine. So what did you find when you were looking at writing challenges, Jennifer?
Well, I think because I've gone really obsessed with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee.
Oh, I love
I just got obsessed with him. I'm so obsessed now, Mark.
It's I love Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. I listen to him all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel like...
You feel like... What do you feel like?
I feel like I get well when I listen to him talk about ways to get well. Like, oh, I feel like I'm getting well now.
I'm not actually doing anything, but I feel so well. I feel calmer. But yeah, because one of my clients suggested him for one of the posts. And so I looked at his website and I was like, oh, this looks really good. Oh, and he's got a podcast. Oh, and he's got a book. So I've got his second book, The Stress Solution. And I must say it's very good.
Is it a solution to your stress?
I'm feeling a whole lot calmer. Doing a bit of meditation now and all this stuff. But he says that if you don't feel like you've got time for stuff, if you start scheduling it in, you'll find that you have got time. And I think that's a really good way to fit the writing challenges into our day. So I was going to suggest some scheduling. So if we actually say, look, this time of day, I'm going to sit down and do 10 minutes and schedule your day around it, I think that could work.
Mm.
I think then we could get some words in.
So kind of diarise your day.
Yeah.
10 o'clock I'm doing this, 11 o'clock I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time we just get caught up in the little things and you turn around and an hour's gone. But if you've got a schedule, so I've scheduled in 11 till 12:30 is podcasting time.
Oh, check you
podcasting
out.
Podcasting time. So if we run over, my whole schedule's shot for the day.
Oh. Yeah, that is that's really interesting. But also, yeah.
Well, he said that his wife was so busy, Dr. Rangan. He's so dreamy. So his wife was really busy and she was finding herself like really down and she never had enough time. She was really stressed. And then she started scheduling and found all this time. And then she started going rock climbing. She loves rock climbing. Wow. I'm basing it all on.
Yeah, that
writing is my rock climbing.
I think I really admire that as a solution, but sometimes it's just really hard to get your timing sorted. Because I need to add in contingency timing. Because sometimes
Do you get up every day? So he was also talking about like having a set process when you get up. So even if you get a bit earlier, go downstairs, make a cup of like ginger root tea, clear your mind, do some meditation, stretch, do some affirmations.
Mm.
And then you could add it into that. Have you got time to do that in the morning, Mark? Nope.
I do. But to be honest, when I just think of affirmation, I just think of the Savage Garden song.
What is that song?
The song Affirmation goes, I believe that the junk food tastes so good because it's bad for you. I believe the dum 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 dum.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's Affirmation.
I didn't know that. I like the song.
I believe the karma, what you give is what you get returned. I believe the you get burned.
Yeah, that one. It's more like, you know, I believe there's I am calm. I am calm. I am motivated.
Yeah, that's true. I heard him talking about kitchen exercises that he was talking about one of his clients. I was like, what are these kitchen exercises? Tell me, Mr. Chatter, Dr. Chatterjee. Tell me. But I've yet to find out what they are.
I think he does some stretches and some hip rolls and stuff.
Yeah.
Hip rolls.
He had a very good podcast all about your feet and your back and your posture.
Ooh.
And that a lot of people's back problems and knee problems and hip problems all derive from the feet. With fallen arches and things like this, and how to do your feet exercises that improves your hip alignment and your back and your posture and everything. It all comes from the feet, apparently. Or at least
that's good.
A lot of it comes from the feet. I think this is a good time to just pause it there. Let's have a little break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more about writing challenges. And Jenny will go through her research with us. Isn't that right, Jenny?
Yeah, well, I've kind of, yeah, definitely, yeah. I'm prepared.
We'll see you after the break.
Hey guys, did you know that if you like anything we've talked about on the podcast, any books or films, and you're interested in learning more about them and reading them, you can click through on any of our show notes and we always list what we've talked about, don't we, Mark?
We do. You can find our website at powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk and find the link to what it is that we were talking about. They'll take you straight through to Amazon and the lovely people at Amazon will be able to help you with more information about what it is that we were talking about. We'll have full detailed listings and all those other things. And why should they? You could do a bit of shopping. Who knows? A bit of Christmas shopping or maybe a bit of birthday shopping. Lots of shopping.
Just shopping for yourself. You deserve it. You deserve a new book. You should buy a book and then you could get it on Prime and it can be there like the next day. It's like Christmas every day.
There's nothing wrong with buying books for yourself.
Nope.
Just do it. It enriches your mind. It makes you. It makes you a better person. Because you're expanding your mind and you're growing. And isn't that all we want from life? Just the little simple things? Expanding our minds, growing our experiences, being nurtured by the wonder of books. Or film.
Yes.
Or art, or whatever else you want to kind of buy.
I mean, you can buy dog food on there, to be honest. But, you know, whatever you want to buy.
Jennifer, I've got a top tip just before we keep going. Every single one of your books that you've read in the year 2018 is available on our podcast Blogspot website, which is www.powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. If you click on the little tab saying Jenny's reading list, every single book that we've ever talked about in the last year, all the links are there that take you directly to Amazon where you can read all about the blurb and see if you like it. And if you do like it, you can get it right there and then.
What, all 78 of them?
All 78.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Do you know, I'm still writing down everything I'm reading this year, too.
Are you? Oh, that's fine.
I don't know what to do about it. I've read 9 books.
We can add it in a little blog post. So when our listeners... blog post? Yeah, I think
maybe,
that'd be nice.
Maybe I could put it in Twitter, like a little I'm reading Twitter thing.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll put it out there some way. Somehow.
It's nice to know what I'm reading, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'll add some that I'm reading as well.
What are you reading? Are you reading something?
I'm kind of dipping in and out of books. But I'll put something a little bit meaty in what I'm reading.
My husband's read his first book this year.
Oh, what was it?
It was Henry Cole's autobiography. Henry Cole, you won't know him because it's a very much a
biker,
old man kind of role model and hero. Ooh. So Henry Cole does the
program. Is he a Hell's Angel?
No. He's like this posh old eating guy, but he likes like hanging around. And he's got a voice. The sound of the engine is running. Like that. That kind of...
He sounds like a motorbike engine.
Yeah, he's got that kind of... And him and his mate, they go around the country and they go and buy like old motorbikes and they do up and sell them to their friends, apparently, because no one else wants to buy them. Ooh. And it's called, what's it called? Shed and Buried.
Oh, I know about this. Nick's this is a TV show. Program.
Yeah.
That's the TV show that Nick told me to watch.
Did Nick tell you to watch it? Don't
well, no,
watch
he didn't.
It. It's terrible.
He didn't tell me to watch it, but while ago we were talking about what we should read, and you said Nick recommends Shed and Buried.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a thing about sheds.
No, well, the thing is, you're supposed to be in your shed, like, tinkering with your engine.
Oh, see, I didn't realise it was about motorbikes. I just thought it was about sheds.
No.
Sheds and gardening.
So he's read it, and he says I should read it, and he thinks I'll read it in about a day because it's got very short chapters. So he's very happy about it. But it's a very interesting biography, apparently.
It's disappointing that it's not about dead people buried under a shed.
No, but he had an interesting life, though. He had a big old drug problem, and he made a terrible film with Liz Hurley.
Ooh.
It's very interesting.
That's very interesting.
Just what you want. Anyway, so, yeah. Where are we? I don't even know where we are now.
Writing challenges!
Okay, so we've got an idea of what we want to do. We've got some good ideas for our own book. What other writing challenges can we do, Mark?
There are all sorts of other little bits and pieces that you can do, kind of little fun games that you can play to help increase your writing. And you can put yourself in different scenarios and devise something you're going to write about like that. I saw a really interesting one online when I was looking at other people's writing challenges. And there was one that this person did. They went for a walk and they just took random photos on their phone.
Of
things and places, not like this is a brick, this is although I suppose that might work as well, but kind of, so when you look at the photo, you're looking at a scene or people, something that is not kind of a very specific, this is a piece of chewing gum stuck on the floor, so like a nice scene. And then they went back and they selected two or three photos and they put them together in a story, and a short, very, very short story, and that was the scene. And so they had to describe what they could see in the photo and turn it into some sort of narrative from there.
Isn't that funny? Because Hector got story cubes from Father Christmas this year.
Oh, I love story cubes.
Yeah, Father
story
Christmas.
Cubes are awesome.
So that's the same thing we were doing it the other day, just throwing them down and making a little story. So maybe we should use story cubes.
I like story cubes.
Yeah. I saw something about writing the same narrative but in a different form. So although, like, we've written our book to the point it is now, whether you could reimagine things as a play or a radio script or, you know, along those lines, or what else was there, comic books or films or TV, and adapting things to find different angles.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And I think when you read a script and then when you read a novel, you can have such a different feeling towards it. I was having this conversation this week, talking about Harry Potter. Again, I'm really sorry for anyone who's like Harry Potter. I'm just going to use it again as a da-da-da-da.
Everyone likes Harry Potter.
But my friend was reading Cursed Child as a script.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying how much she hated it. She found she didn't like the plot. She found it really dull. She was really disappointed with it. But I think if it was written as a novel, I think it would have a much better reception, because the things that you miss from the script are things like the atmosphere, when you see the play, there's the music that completely puts you in a completely different mood. And so that translates to a novel of all the extra kind of atmosphere you create with your words and your text. Whereas in a script, it's really about the kind of really important actions that happen, and the interactions of people in the dialogue, and all that you're told is the stage directions and the words. There's nothing really that goes into too much depth about, so the atmosphere we're going to create here is it's going to feel like this, and it's going to feel like this, and hopefully the audience will feel like this, and then there's going to be this big effect here, so the audience will go, wow, and then, you know, none of that is in a basic script.
Yeah, that is true. But then also, I think if you're reading, I'm not going to say, it's not reading it properly, but I've never had that problem. But I think it depends on how much you're willing to imagine yourself. I think it depends on how many prompts you want, you know? Because
I think
the play I wrote with Mandy, my mum read it the other week, and she said, oh, you know, I read it three pages in, I felt like I could imagine it around me, like a TV show was happening. She didn't need, she didn't feel restricted by the script. I think it depends.
But that's probably a limitation of fantasy, isn't it? Because the script that you're reading, if it's set somewhere where you're familiar with, like a school or
if it's real life, it's easier. That's true.
You know exactly what. Whereas if it's something fantasy, like you've got no idea what something would look like when someone disappears and reappears somewhere else. Whereas in a novel, it would talk about the crash of light was so blinding, you could feel it on his face. And the reappearance made the earth move. You know, you have all that kind of built in to help you.
I think when I read The Cursed Child, I felt that, because I was reading it with a disbelief, because I was going, oh, this will happen, that will happen. I was going, how's that going to happen on a stage? And that really put me off. I was like, there's no way you can time travel on a stage. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah, it's definitely the limitations of script for genres, maybe.
Mm.
But I think if it was a novel, it'd just be a lot easier for everyone to understand for everyone to understand what exactly was to be achieved in that moment.
Yeah.
Aye. So what are the challenges? So we've got story cubes, you haven't got story cubes, you could use them with photographs on your phone.
I like that. I like the kind of random element thing. Maybe you should just ask someone around you and just say, hey, give me four things, and you can write a story about it.
Yeah. Or you could have just go onto Google and search for stuff and get a picture and then talk about the first picture you see.
Well, Pete in his tweet talked about like the school run as like a jumping up point.
Let's talk about that tweet. We had a really helpful tweet from
friend of the show, Pete. He's been so helpful with his tweets and his feedback and everything. It's been really nice. So he said about doing thematic things like maybe gothic fiction, which we've never looked at before. Doing things with a bit more atmosphere. It's always been kind of real life based, hasn't it?
Mm.
Doing something dark or fantasy would be quite a nice change. Then you also said like doing mundane things like something on the school run, which you'd have to really use your imagination for, Mark.
Yeah. I'd have to use my imagination for the gothic as well, though.
You should, what? You don't live in a big castle with a vampire?
But I don't read a lot of kind of gothic novels, so I wouldn't really know what to do. But likewise, if it was, I don't read a lot of kind of romantic fiction, so I don't know how I'd do that either. So I think maybe the mundane is the easiest place to start, because you kind of have a basis for that, which would be good.
Yes, it'd be good. But you know, even the mundane things, weird things happen.
Yeah.
You can be doing the school run, you can just fall over out of nowhere and almost break your finger.
And then fall down. And then fall down a big hole.
A big swirly hole like Alice in Wonderland, and then all of a sudden you're on the other side and there's a big rabbit chatting to you.
Yeah.
About sandwiches.
That's it.
And that's your theme. Go.
I love stories about sandwiches.
Do you think the timing's got a place in it? Do you think you could say, we've done that before, haven't we, with like the Pomodoro thing? Do you think
Pomodoro.
It's something to do with, you know, write as much as you can in 10 minutes, go. Do you reckon that would help us?
It might do. It might do. It depends why we're going to do it. I think if we're going to do it to develop our book, I'm not sure if that would necessarily work unless you know exactly what you want to do.
Yeah.
Whereas if you don't know what you're going to write and it doesn't matter what you write, then I think the Pomodoro is fine. But if we don't know what we're going to write for a certain chapter, I think the Pomodoro might be a bit, it might hinder, because you might end up going somewhere where you don't really intend it to go. Whereas if you know exactly, if you've got your kind of basic plot line, you know the accents you want to hit in your chapter, then Pomodoro is fine, because you've got your roadmap to take you where you need to head to, I think. Interesting.
I think, coming from where I thought we were going to talk about how we're going to make our novel progress. And I think, out of all the things we've talked about, I think I'm really interested about the letters idea, and I think that would really help us. I'm really keen to do that. How about you?
Letters! Do you know what I think?
What?
I think, by doing that, it'll let us add some interesting plot points.
Let us continue with that letters challenge.
Let's push the envelope and see where it takes us.
Matt, that is signed, sealed, delivered. We're doing it.
It's got my stamp of approval, Jenny.
I can't even breathe. We're just padding it out, aren't we? Letter writing pad. Nope, no good. I feel very penned in by this conversation.
Do you?
Nope.
Do you?
No.
Let's see if we can post this onto our blog.
Very good. Very good.
With the next episode. That's it. I'm out. I'm out now.
It's really good. I can't think of any more.
No, we're punned.
We're punned out.
So in terms of writing challenges, if someone wants to do a writing challenge, what should they do?
I think they should have a look at all of the resources available, because there's quite a lot on the websites and internet about what you can do, and then just work, do something that works for you and make it fun. Because if it's not fun, like, I'm really interested in doing this letters thing because it really appeals to me and I think it'll be fun, and that's what you need, I think. There's no point trying to force yourself to something that you don't want to do. It should be fun. So find something that makes you go, oh, yeah, like taking photos, like a particular theme, like pulling out different bits of whatever you're working on and writing them in a different way. Whatever's going to make you most creative and motivated and enthusiastic, do that.
Good.
Yes.
So we'll add some links and tips in a list onto our show notes for this episode. So yes. If you're thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind going over that again, obviously you can re-listen to the episode. But if you go to our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk, you will find all the notes for this episode. So have a look through, and that'd be a nice little resource for you going forward with your writing.
Yay!
Well, this episode has been a pleasure, Jenny.
Yes, we should give ourselves a postman pat on the back.
Oh, a postman pat on the back. Well.
For letters. Did you get it?
I do. Yeah. I do. Sorry. I do. Postman pat of approval. So, thank you very much, Jenny. Thank you very much, listeners.
Thank you very much, Mark.
As always, you can contact us on Twitter or Instagram or by email. Drop us an email. We haven't had an email for a couple of weeks now. So powerpodcastuk@gmail.com. We'll be getting so many before Christmas. I think it's the Christmas, post-Christmas, everyone's hibernating. But let's have some...
No one's got time. Write us a letter. We love letters.
Yes, and you can scan it and tweet it to us. Okie dokie. So that's it. Done.
See you later, guys.
Thank you very much, everyone. We'll see you next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, hang on. Before we go, what are we going to be talking about next week, Jenny?
Oh, we're going to talk about... plots and writing a plot for your novel and the different techniques you can do to get yourself motivated. If you maybe like us, you've written it, it's not finished yet, how can you nudge yourself along?
Lovely. So if that sounds like your type of episode, and I'm sure it does,
and more puns,
have a look out for us when our next episode is out, and give us a like, give us a follow, give all those lovely things. Give us a review. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a subscribe. Wherever you listen to your podcast. Super duper. All right then. Catch us later. Bye.
Bye. Find all our show notes and links on our website, powerpodcastuk.blogspot.co.uk. Or you can email us at powerpodcastuk@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at powerpodcastuk. Please give us a like and leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.